Federal officials announced charges this afternoon against a Kotzebue man in the case of a missing girl who was found dead last Friday. U.S. attorneys are charging 41-year-old Peter Wilson with making false statements to federal agents. In charging documents from the U.S. Attorney's Office, FBI Special Agent Michael Watson says investigators tracked the movement of a GCI cell phone that belonged to 10-year-old Ashley Johnson Barr. Based on geolocation data from the phone, searchers looked in a secluded patch of tundra about 2 miles outside town and found the young girl's body on Friday afternoon. By that point, the FBI had interviewed Wilson about his potential involvement in the disappearance. According to Chloe Martin, a spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage, Wilson broke the law by intentionally misleading federal agents.
They caught him in the lies, as alleged in the criminal complaint.
The documents suggest Wilson knew Johnson Barr. He was allegedly borrowing a four-wheeler at the time the young girl went missing on September 6th. Wilson had her cell phone in his jacket pocket that evening, according to an acquaintance of his who spoke to investigators. Wilson was arrested and brought to Anchorage over the weekend. Federal investigators have been working closely with state and local officials on the case. Martin says no murder charge has been filed.
The investigation is ongoing. However, we have been talking to the state the whole time, and everyone agreed to the current federal charge. As to other charges, we'll have to just see what evidence develops.
Wilson has a hearing in federal court in Anchorage tomorrow. Kotzebue is a close-knit community, and the 8-day search for Johnson Barr brought an outpouring of support from all across Alaska.